Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Chain by Adrian McKinty, published by Hachette in 2019. Today is all about family, kidnappings, and consequences. Kylie is kidnapped from a bus stop. She's shoved into a car by a hooded man and woman, blindfolded and taken away to a basement somewhere. Kylie's mum, Rachel, receives a phone call from the kidnappers a few moments after Kylie's been snatched. The caller says she is also a mother and that her son has been kidnapped too. She tells Rachel that she is now part of the chain and she will receive her instructions soon. Rachel, a single divorcee, stops her car and waits. She cancels her appointment with her oncologist, despite her doctor's insistence. Rachel decides that the cancer can wait. Kylie is much more important. Another anonymous voice calls Rachel. She has 24 hours to find $30,000, select another kidnap victim, and kidnap them herself. If she continues the chain, Kylie will be released. Swept up in the panic to save her own daughter, Rachel's entire world crumbles as she lies and manipulates to find the money. She starts staking out properties to hide an abducted child, and then begins online stalking people she knows to find the perfect victim. Her ordinary life is gone, and now she starts to look at the world from a completely different and warped perspective. While the anonymous voices behind the chain sit back and watch, what they don't realise is they may have met their match in the determined cancer survivor, Rachel. But how can Rachel get Kylie back if she breaks the chain? Now, The Chain is a fast-paced thriller based on the old concept of chain letters, where you get bad luck if you don't continue the chain. The brains behind The Chain think they've found the perfect way to extort money from people, choosing parents who will do anything for their children. The chapters are short and snappy as the story shifts from Rachel to Kylie and also to the story of a family of twins rescued by their father from a hippie commune and then follows their rather strange childhood. Rachel and Kylie are strong female characters. Kylie, while only 13, is resourceful and thoughtful, and Rachel is a powerhouse of determination, despite her weakening health. The chain is everywhere, and Rachel has only one ally she can trust. Her ex-husband is useless, but his brother, who's an ex-marine with his own set of demons, has at least some very helpful skills when it comes to kidnappings and rescues. Now, while I don't have children myself, this was one of those books that made me wonder what lengths I would go to save or rescue someone I love. Would I kidnap another person to get my loved one back? And what would I be capable of if I was desperate enough? And there's one other cautionary tale within this book. Rachel found it very easy to track the movements of her intended kidnap victims through their parents' social media posts. In fact, she chose her victims based on the frequency of their mother's postings. So beware. But if you like fast-paced thrillers, extortion, family loyalty, desperation, and mothers who'll stop at nothing, I recommend The Chain by Adrian McKinty. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.